Now, let's talk about anger for a moment or two. Shall we play that little... let's see if we can get our little clips of the angry people. Yes, here it is. This in the news today, that if you have anger issues, you're more likely to have perhaps a heart attack or suffer some sort of medical problem. And I thought we were going to have them, but we'll have to play them later. Let's speak to Dr. Dawn Gross, who's an anger management expert. Hello, Dawn.
Hello. Hi there. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. So then, does this ring true to you that there's a kind of medical link with anger and heart attacks?
Very, very much so. It's how I really started my career. I did a study working with heart patients, which was all based on findings from America, as ever, which indicated that a certain type of personality is more strongly associated with heart disease. And I think basically over the past 25 years, they've developed it and refined it. Looking more closely at anger. It started off with stress with me.
Oh, right, okay.
But it was kind of dressed up it was anger, ultimately. Frustration. People get very frustrated.
Really, it's kind of obvious, isn't it? Because you get angry, your blood pressure increases, your heart rate must also do likewise. So it's sort of... do we need doctors to tell us this?
Well, I don't think so. It's very intuitive, isn't it? Yes, it's what we all think. But I guess it's about proving it so that we can, develop, research, help. Anger in my line of work, I work in anger management, and it's a feeling that people struggle to own up to.
Yeah.
It's a dirty word. People like to deny their anger. They like to deny the fact that they get angry.
No, I don't.
So if it helps, put the message out there, and it's okay to be angry. It's how we manage it that's the important thing.
Give us some tips then. They say count to 10, don't they, and all that. Is that fair enough?
Yes. Well, none of it's rocket science. I think there's a good few rules. First of all, step back and take a look at the bigger picture. I mean, often when we're very angry, that's the only thing in the world that matters to us at that time. So I think it's very important to try to step back and put it into perspective. It's very important to listen when we're angry. It's very difficult to listen when we're angry because we've already decided what the conversation is. I'm right and you're wrong to start with. It's difficult to hear what the other person is saying, so work really hard at listening. Never take anything personally, ever. It's not about you. Whatever somebody else says, it's about them. It's their stuff.
Well, what if they're insulting you?
It's still their stuff. It's about them. It's their opinion. It's coming from their world. Yes, they can be insulting you, but it doesn't mean that they're right. And so that kind of leads on to another rule. It's okay to have a different opinion, right? So you don't like what I do, you don't like what I'm wearing, you don't like anything about me, but hey, plenty of people that do. It's just a matter of opinion. And it's important to sort of find areas where we can agree. It is very difficult when somebody's criticising you, but that's probably their anger. It may well trigger mine, but actually the anger probably lies with them if they're criticising somebody else.
All very good advice, but in the heat of the moment, that's the problem, isn't it? It's how we employ that when we're absolutely raging and the red mist has descended.
Yes, absolutely. We have very, very little time to engage the brain once our fight-flight response has been triggered. It is very, very difficult. One of the things that I would say is try and take yourself out of the combat zone when you feel really, really angry. Try just to take a walk, go for a run, go and write it all down on a piece of paper or do something, outside of other people to limit any damage or insults or, anything that you're going to have to clear up afterwards.
All right, Dawn.
But also, it's practice. There's no silver bullet, no quick fixes for this. It's practice makes perfect, as ever.
Okay. Thanks, Dawn, for that. That's Dr. Dawn Gross, who's a anger management expert.